Okay, girl, buckle up because today's tea is scorching. I've got celebrity drama, shocking reveals, and some mess that you're not ready for. I'm Tasha, and this is The Tea with Tasha. Let's dive in. Right, so first up, we need to talk about this absolute bombshell that's got everyone's jaws on the floor. Buffy Sainte Marie, you know, the Oscar-winning folk singer, the one who's been out here collecting awards and accolades for decades. Well, girl, she just got her honorary degree, stripped away by the University of Toronto, and the reason is going to make your head spin. So basically, there's been some serious questions raised about her Indigenous ancestry claims. Now, this woman has built her entire career and identity around being Indigenous, right? She's been speaking about Indigenous rights, performing at Indigenous events, the whole thing. And now, The University of Toronto said, "Actually, we're taking that honorary Doctor of Laws degree back. Thank you very much." Girl, the audacity of this whole situation. Like, imagine being in your 80s, having this massive career, and then having people question the very foundation of who you've said you are this whole time. I'm not saying what's true or what's not, but honey, when a university strips your degree over ancestry claims, that's not just drama, that's a whole earthquake. The thing that's getting me is like, how do we even begin to unpack this? Because if these claims are true, then we're talking about decades of, what exactly, cultural appropriation? Identity fraud? But then again, identity is so complex, especially when it comes to Indigenous heritage. There's so much historical trauma and documentation issues, and it's just messy, girl. Really, really messy. But you know this story isn't going away anytime soon. When you're talking about someone who won an Oscar, who's been in the spotlight for like 50 years, and now there's questions about their entire identity? That's front page news for weeks. Okay, so moving on to something a bit lighter, because honestly, we all need it after that heavy tea. Let's talk about Miss Kelsea Ballerini, because this girl is out here serving looks and teasing us with new music, and I am absolutely here for it. So Kelsea posted this absolutely stunning photo of herself in a striped bikini, looking like a whole snack on the beach. And the caption was just simply vibing. But girl, she's not just vibing. She's out here dropping hints about a new music collaboration, and I'm screaming! Like, can we talk about how this woman has been glowing lately? Ever since her divorce and all that drama, she's been serving confidence, and I'm absolutely living for this energy. She's out here looking like a goddess, working on new music, and just existing in her power, you know? The beach photo was gorgeous, don't get me wrong, but what has me really excited is this hint about new music. She's been relatively quiet on the music front lately, probably dealing with all the personal stuff, but now it sounds like she's ready to come back, swinging. And a collaboration? Girl, who is it with? The speculation is already driving me mental. I love when artists use their Instagram to tease us like this. Like, give us just enough to get excited, but not enough to actually know what's happening. It's brilliant marketing, but also torture for those of us who need to know everything right now. Not them doing this to us Outlander fans. Can we please have a moment of silence for the fact that our beloved time-traveling drama is ending? The series finale is May 15th, and I am not emotionally prepared for this goodbye. This show has been running since 2014, girl. 2014! That's a whole decade of Claire and Jamie making us believe in epic love stories and time travel and Scottish accents that make us weak in the knees. Diana Gabaldon's books have been keeping us fed for years, and now we have to say goodbye to the TV version. The audacity of them ending it when we're all still so invested. Like, I know all good things must come to an end, but did they have to? Couldn't they just keep going forever and ever? Because honestly, in this economy, in this world, don't we deserve to escape to 18th century Scotland whenever we want? And can we talk about how this show has been so ahead of its time? Like, they were doing strong female characters and complex storylines and, let's just say very steamy romance scenes before everyone else caught on. Claire Fraser has been serving main character energy since day one, and honestly, we should all aspire to her level of confidence. I'm definitely going to be rewatching the entire series before the finale, because there's something so comforting about getting lost in their world. Plus, let's be real, Jamie Fraser in a kilt never gets old, does it, girl? The fact that it's ending in May means we have just a few weeks left, and I'm going to need so much emotional support when that finale airs. Like, I'm talking full breakdown, tissues everywhere, probably calling in sick to work the next day, because I'll be too devastated to function. Now let's talk about something that's actually quite interesting and shows how much Hollywood has changed lately. There's been this whole trend of big stars flocking back to what people used to call outdated TV dramas. And the reason behind it is so telling about the current state of the industry. So apparently, there's this agent who's been spilling some insider tea, and they said that loads of actors who used to turn their noses up at shows like Law & Order are now begging for those jobs. Their exact quote was something like, "A lot of people who used to say to me, 'I'm never doing a Law & Order show,' are now like, 'I'm trying to provide for my family.' Girl, the honesty in that statement." Like, we all know Hollywood has been struggling with strikes and budget cuts and streaming services not paying people properly, but hearing it laid out like that? It's quite sad, actually. Remember when doing network television was considered, like, a step down for movie stars? Everyone wanted to be doing prestige HBO shows or big blockbuster films. But now? Now they're out here grateful for steady paychecks from procedural dramas that have been running since the beginning of time. It just shows you how much the industry has changed. These shows that people used to look down on? They're actually the ones providing stable work when everything else is falling apart. Law & Order has been on for literally decades, and while it might not be the most glamorous work, it's consistent work. And honestly, good for these actors for swallowing their pride and taking care of their families. Like, at the end of the day, we all have bills to pay, right? Even celebrities need steady income, especially when the industry is as unpredictable as it is right now. Plus, let's be real, some of these outdated dramas are actually quite good. They might not have the flashy production values of a Netflix series, but they know how to tell a story. And there's something to be said for that level of craftsmanship. It's just interesting to see how the power dynamics in Hollywood keep shifting. What's considered prestigious work changes all the time, and right now it seems like any steady work is good work. The landscape has changed so much with streaming and everything that even the biggest stars are having to adapt their expectations. I think there's actually something quite refreshing about actors being honest about needing to work for practical reasons rather than just artistic fulfillment. Like, we can love our craft and want to pay our mortgages, you know? There's no shame in that game. And that is all the tea I'm spilling today. Make sure you come back tomorrow because you know there's always more drama brewing in Hollywood. I'm Tasha, and remember, the tea is always hot on this podcast. Bye, girl!